This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Creative Impact, our weekly look at the local creative sector. Today we expand to include the international. I'm David Fair, and with my content partner and co-host, Deb Pollack, we are going to have a fascinating conversation today. We always say the world is shrinking, and today's show, Deb, is evidence of that.
You know, David, this show feeds my insatiable curiosity. We've had guests working in such a broad range of arts and creative industries, and I think Marcia Steges-Dorr, our guest today, may just have one of the most interesting positions and will win for the best title. Marcia is Marcia is the consultant to the Ministry of Tourism of the Sultanate of Oman on cultural heritage and the restoration of forts and castles in Oman.
Well,
let's welcome her.
Yes, welcome to Creative Impact, Marcia. And exactly how big is your business card?
I typically don't even try with the business card. I just smile a lot. And
sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so Marcia, you were raised in Ann Arbor and studied art and education at the U of M. And, you know, we're always talking at Creative Impact about the wildly twisting career paths an art degree can take people. And so how did you hop, skip, and jump from being an elementary art teacher to having international art and career in the Middle East?
Gosh, short story. I was lucky enough to get to West Africa to be able to live there for a year on an entirely different sort of project. But while I was there, I discovered that there were wonderful, wonderful artisans in many different fields, all of whom had the same problem. They were making wonderful things. They were skilled and meeting the needs of the people around them, and yet they had no way to adapt to the modern market for crafts, and so other people were taking advantage of them by coming and, for example, buying pottery for 10 cents a pot, taking it to somewhere perhaps 15 miles distance because these people didn't have cars. They had donkeys for travel. And so they would then take the products that people were making. If they bought a pot for 10 cents, they would sell it for $10. And the artisans didn't get any of that additional return. And so they were giving up their craft. They were struggling to survive in a more modern environment as things became expensive, and I just got mad.
And when she gets mad, she gets to work. Marcia, what in particular about the arts and craft culture in Oman, about the pieces themselves, captured your attention and made you dedicate your work to it?
Well, when I went to Oman, I arrived to find a time capsule. Before 1970, Oman was essentially medieval, and traditional crafts were still meeting the utilitarian needs of survival. Where to start? It was an ancient craft tradition beginning 6,000 years ago with producing copper and bronze. So I found myself faced with something amazing that I wanted other people to know about, and I also found myself yet again, faced with artisans who were struggling because things were beginning to change. So I had to write it all down, and that meant I had to use new skills that I never had used before. I had artisan skills and myself, so I could appreciate what people were doing, but I wanted to share that, so I had to learn how to document that, to photograph, to write all about it, and I just got my roller skates on and started going as fast as I could because there was so much to be done and it was being lost daily.
Creative Impact continues on 89.1 WEMU. We are talking with Ann Arbor Townie Marcia Steges-Dorr, who is the consultant to the Ministry of Tourism and the Sultanate of Oman on cultural heritage and the restoration of forts and castles of Oman.
So, Marcia, it sounds like you were kind of a leader, a pioneer in this work in Oman. How did you get others, and who did you get engaged in your work so that you could go forward?
Well, I first enlisted the support of the United Nations, UNDP, United Nations Development Program, but that soon branched out to include USAID, the Royal Family of Oman, and the ministries. And I work for many different ministries, not just tourism, but also heritage and culture, commerce and industry, social affairs, any way that I could, I reached out. And I also got to know the artisans, and in the space of about 6 years, I think I met a total of about 4,000 artisans, and
oh my
they
goodness.
Were all marvelous and resourceful, and everyone wanted to help everyone else, and it just all happened.
Now, obviously, having those kinds of relationships was key to your work, but beyond forging those relationships, how do you actually build a collection and document the history while being respectful of the people and the culture at the same time?
That was really probably the biggest challenge. You want to interact with people, but you don't want to interfere. You want to do something for people, and ideally with people, not to people. So I tried to set myself aside and just go with an open heart and an open mind and see what the opportunities were that, because of my education and my background, my wonderful degree from the University of Michigan, my experience in creative arts for several years before going, because of that, I was able to see ways to meet challenges that traditional people couldn't see, and in many cases, women and displaced people, mobile peoples, and so on. So I just reached out a hand and helped. I tried to give opportunity to learn, and hope that someone would reach back to appreciate that opportunity. And I was just swamped. I was overwhelmed by the response and by the ability of all of the artisans to learn so quickly.
Creative Impact continues on WEMU. Again, Deb Pollack is here, my co-host and president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and our guest is Marcia Stegat-Dorr, and we're talking with her about the art in Oman and her efforts over the years to make sure that it is preserved and that the cultural heritage becomes more widely known. Marcia, you have returned to live in Ann Arbor and have now for a few years, and when allowed, make a commute, as it were, to Oman. How did the COVID pandemic impact the manner in which you conduct your work?
Well, I've not stopped, but it's been tricky at times to try to communicate with people literally halfway around the world. My job at the moment is working as chief editor of the soon-to-open Oman Across Ages Museum, and I am working full-time for them, but I'm now doing mainly writing and overseeing the development of the interactive, the films that accompany exhibits and so on, and that's all something that can be done at a distance. So I'm working at a distance with a wonderful team of museum specialists, and again, with artisans, craftspeople who are providing all of the objects for the exhibit and the information about them.
And Marcia, your interest is so vast, and what you're doing there in Oman is amazing. And you're finding different avenues to share the artistry and artisans of Oman. And I know fashion is an interest of yours. You have a history as a fashion designer. I understand you're now a content specialist on a film about Oman textiles and designers and what influence they've had on fashion. In the minute we have left, can you give us a quick synopsis?
Oh, well, this is a wonderful example of reaching out. It's a Paris film company, Paris-based film company, that is making a wonderful film about the leading-edge fashion designers of Oman who have made a leap in just one generation from traditional costume, which is stunningly beautiful, to global fashion design with some of the world's most interesting fabrics and embellishments, trims, and some of the world's oldest examples of fashion, of clothing traditions. So,
and they are beautiful. I've had a chance to look at some of those, so I will encourage listeners to look at that.
And will the film be distributed here in the U.S.?
Well, you know, I would push for that. It's being designed specifically to be shown in the museum. This is a marvelous museum which will have hundreds of thousands of visitors, but I would love it to go further than that, and my guess is that it will.
Well, you know, Marcia, it's usually Deb who whines about not having enough time to finish a conversation, but today it's my turn. We'll have to have you back and continue the conversation at some point.
That would be my pleasure.
And I'm pretty sure we can arrange that, and I also know somebody who runs a film theater, so we can probably show the film. So, Marcia, thanks so much for taking out the time today, and we look forward to more of your work.
Most welcome. It was a delight.
That is Ann Arbor's Marcia Stegeth-Dorr, who is consultant to the Ministry of Tourism of the Sultanate of Oman on cultural heritage and the restoration of forts and castles of Oman. Find out more about Marcia and her work at WEMU.org. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of Creative Washtenaw and my Creative Impact co-host, and we'll be back again next week. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.